And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And I think the key wording there is at the end of verse 10, when he says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. Now, there's some that teach false doctrine that Jesus Christ only came to save some. You know, he only came for certain people. And they'll say, oh, Jesus just came to save the elect. Certain people that he had forechosen and foreordained. And they have this Calvinist doctrine that teaches that Jesus didn't die for everybody. But the Bible's real clear. He says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Amen. Jesus Christ was born to be the Savior of the entire world and to save everyone. Now, not everyone's going to be saved. There's no question about that. The majority of people are not saved. The majority of people do not believe on Jesus Christ. But he was still born for them. He was still given for them. He still sacrificed his life for them. Now, in Isaiah 61:1, you don't have to turn there, but the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. The same exact wording that you see there in Luke 2. Well, in Luke chapter 4, if you flip over there, Luke 4:18, just a couple pages to the right of your Bible, Jesus goes into the synagogue, and he opens up the Bible to the book of Isaiah, and he reads Isaiah 61:1. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So in Isaiah 61:1 in your King James Bible, it says to preach glad tidings, good tidings. And then in Luke 4, it says the gospel. That's just because there's a difference in language. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament is written in Greek. And so God's showing us here that when he talks about good tidings, he's talking about the gospel. Gospel means good news or good tidings. And so the gospel is for everybody, according to this verse. He said, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You see, Jesus Christ wants everyone to be saved. He died for everybody. He was born for all. Of course, the famous verse, 2 Peter 3:9, says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And people will say, well, all doesn't really mean all. It's just all of the ones who get saved, or all of certain people who he chose. No, because he said in 1 Timothy 4:10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe.
Amen.
So even those who don't believe, he's the Savior.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to do them any good if they don't believe. The Bible teaches in Hebrews chapter 4, he said that the gospel was preached unto them also, but he said, the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not, Jesus isn't going to do you any good if you don't believe on him. Jesus isn't going to do you any good if you don't have faith in him. But he was still born for you 2011 years ago, and he is still the Savior of all men. Not just certain nationalities or certain people or just us in America, just the white man religion. No, he is the Savior of all men. He died for all. He opens the invitation to everyone that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Not just a select few, but good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. Back to Luke chapter 2, if you go back a couple pages.